Thank you, Brother Prem and Brother Arvind. Good afternoon, dearest sisters and brothers from across the globe. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, brought to you live from our studios in Prashanti Nilayam. My name is Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. You are listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan. Well, we are just a few days away from Christmas and I must tell you, Christmas in Puttaparthi is something spectacular altogether. This year, we have all the loving devotees from New Zealand who will be leading the celebrations right from the decorations to some of the melodious carols you will be listening to next week. While we get excited about the beautiful gifts around the Christmas tree and all the yummy food that will be served, it is also important to remember the true message of Christmas. Among the many important traits a devotee should have, Swami has often emphasized on the need to understand what surrender truly means. I got a little curious and thought what Jesus would have said about surrender. A little research brought me to a variety of incredible verses from the Bible that all speak of surrendering to the Lord. Well, while the word surrender does not appear in some of the verses, they mean the same thing. One verse that resonated deeply within me was the following, taken from Psalm 9:10 from the English Standard Version of the Bible. It goes thus: "And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Which is so similar to what Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita: "Ananyas chintayanto mam ejana paryupasati tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham." A beautiful verse indeed. It also falls in line what the subject of discussion we spoke of a few weeks ago, that is on faith. Have unflinching faith and submit yourself to the Lord, and you will surely see miracles unfold in front of you. So while we contemplate on this beautiful verse, I'll leave you with an equally beautiful song.
Give him your troubles. got the whole wide world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are tuned into Love to Love with me, Chandu Vijay, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Earlier, we reflected on a beautiful verse taken from the Bible depicting the nature of surrendering to the Lord. Now, let's discuss a little. What does surrender mean to you? To me, surrender simply means allowing Swami to take the lead in everything that I do. Sometimes we may plan things and things may or may not go according to the plan. So regardless of what the outcome is, when we allow Swami to lead, we have automatically given Him full control over the process and the outcomes of whatever we are doing. So this is what surrender means to me. Of course, the meaning goes a little deeper than just surrendering our actions to Swami. In a discourse delivered many years ago, Swami said, "The true meaning of surrender is to give yourself entirely, unconditionally, and absolutely to God." Well, it sounds pretty heavy, doesn't it? Don't worry, it is not as hard as it sounds. So while we think about what surrender means to us, and this reminder from Swami of what this word carries, let's allow our ears to be treated to some more beautiful melodies.
You give me hope when all around was lost, and I could see no point in trying. I saw love passing by me. You came into my life. You came into my life. I look around and what I had is gone. Now I finally found what I've been missing. The road I tread my life, you came into my life. You're the star, the shining light, the morning dawn when the sun comes up so bright.
मुक्त मन से कहो राम 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 श्री राम 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 प्रेम मुदित मन से कहो राम 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 श्री राम राम राम
Welcome back, dearest listeners. Here is a beautiful narration by Dr. Sara Pavan, an anesthesiologist from Australia who is a long-standing devotee of our beloved Bhagwan. He says the following that beautifully captures the essence of surrender. He says, I quote, Swami refers to everything as action, reaction, reflection and resound. We are experiencing the echoes of our past thoughts, words and deeds every moment of our lives. Well, there seems to be a subconscious warehouse of past impressions, thoughts, behaviors and actions to draw from. The existence of a karmic boomerang is an undeniable fact. No one can escape the consequences of their actions. Karma and karma phala, which is the law of the universe. The Lord chooses from this warehouse what will best suit our spiritual evolution at the time, whether pleasant or painful. Thus, nothing is arbitrary. The goal is to surrender, to throw all the responsibility upon God, permitting Him to bear the burden. So if we surrender to God, there will be no cause for anxiety. The sense of relief is in direct proportion to the reliance on God. Unquote. Well, sounds simple, isn't it? All we have to do really is to allow Swami to take over the driver's seat as we traverse along this journey called life, sitting behind in a nice comfortable chair. He will see to it that we arrive safely at our destinations without getting hurt along the way. So perhaps at this juncture, we can all try a little practice of surrender. Well, let's try to do it together, shall we? While we listen to the next two songs, let us also think about all the problems, issues and plans in our lives that we are dealing with right now. Let's now give all this up to Swami and ask Him that He pilots our lives in the direction that is only for our highest good. So, dear sisters and brothers, I shall now leave you to have your conversations with Swami over the next two soothing songs.
To give. trials we've been given. My Lord, now we've a dreaded new pestilence for which our bodies have no defense. And some say that there's evidence that this may not be simply coincidence. And my Lord, if this is true, there's nothing that we can do except to have faith and trust in you, because my side, you are our only weapon. And we have guns sold to our daughters and our sons, and kids are killing just for fun. My Lord, I fear our troubles have just begun. And my Lord, we know this is true. There's only one thing to do, help us to reach them and teach them to have faith in themselves and trust in you, because my side, you are our only weapon. Oh, Baba, you're our only protection. Lord, please won't you shower your grace. Send us your love.
It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in Prashanti Nilayam, and this is Chandu Vijay in Love to Love. Dearest listeners, we have been talking about surrender and its true meaning in different contexts. So let's take one step back and ask few questions that might be boggling some of our listeners. So let's say we have a friend called Mr. X. Mr. X is extremely intelligent, he's smart, he's healthy, and he's strong. He has everything going just the way he wants it in his life and has already achieved so much in his life. So why then Mr. X even have to think about surrendering to the Lord? First of all, let's get one thing right. Surrendering does not mean giving up your life or anything drastic like that. It simply means allowing God to steer us in the direction that will result in our highest good. So why is it so important to surrender to divine will, you may ask? If like Mr. X, I have already achieved all the physical and the mental strength necessary to get through life. Of course, Swami has an answer ready for us to understand. He lovingly explains in his Divine Discourse from 1966. Swami says, and I quote, "Human beings, according to ancient Indian teachings, are not simply a coordinated collection of limbs, senses, and sensations. They are all these put together, governed by the intelligence that is sharpened by the modes and memories earned through many births. Intelligence and skills by themselves are instruments with a limited range of efficiency. There are many goals which they cannot achieve. Those goals can most certainly be achieved by the grace of the Lord. Complete surrender of the ego to the divine will brings grace upon you and fills you with bliss." In the epic Ramayana, Vibhishana was capable of that surrender, and so he was accepted very quickly and he attained the joy from the divine. On the other hand, Sugriva took a little while to reach that stage as he doubted the prowess of Lord Rama, and only when his doubts were cleared, he truly surrendered to the Lord. Well, such a beautiful explanation given by Swami. And as we reflect on these divine words, let's listen to two more beautiful songs.
I surrender to the love of sight flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of sight flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of sight flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of sight flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of sight flowing through my life. Swami says that surrender to the Lord is possible if you think about the Lord without a moment's break. He says that we can actually tie up the Lord with our devotion, our bhakti, and keep him a prisoner in our heart. I surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. I surrender surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. Swami says that in his previous incarnations, he is the very same Rama and Krishna, now alive as Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. Swami has said that Rama came to bring back truth and righteousness to the planet. That was the purpose of his incarnation. And that Krishna came to bring peace and love back. But now all four are in danger of being dried up. And that's why the present avatar of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai has come to revive all four of these: truth, righteousness, peace, and love. All praise to Lord Sai. I surrender to the love of Sai flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Sai flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. Our Lord has said that Shirdi Baba came to lay the foundation for this present incarnation, Satya Sai. That there would be a third incarnation where total peace would be prevalent in the world, Prema Sai. All praise to Lord Shirdi Sai Rama. Oh Lord Rama, you've come again to bring us back to you. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing my life. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing through my life. How lucky we are to be here with the avatar, the Kali Yuga avatar, Rama, Krishna, Shirdi Sai, come again to lead us, to heal us, to take us home. I surrender to the love of Sai. Oh my Sai, I love you. I surrender to the love of Sai. Oh my Sai, I love you. I surrender to the love of Sai flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Sai flowing through my life, flowing through my life, flowing through my life, flowing life. All praise and victory to Rama.
Parti ke avatara,
Parti ke avatara,
mere Baba, mere Sai,
mere Baba, mere Sai,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Sahi aate hain tere dwaare,
Hindu Muslim Isai aate hain tere dwaare,
milte hain tere dwaare,
Welcome back, dear listeners. We just heard a brief description of surrender and also why it is important to surrender. Now let's hear from Swami what Swami has to say about the real meaning of surrender. During a Dasara discourse in 1981, Swami so lovingly explained the meaning of surrender. Swami said, I quote, "Many often believe and state in the spirit of surrender that I offer to you my body, my mind, my possessions, my all. This is incorrect and is a sign of ignorance. It concedes that you and God are distinct entities. God is not separate from you, for God is in all, everywhere, at all times. How can, then, you or God be apart? To see God in everything, everywhere, at all times is true surrender or Sharanagati. Repetition of mantras and platform speeches on holy text alone is not true devotion. The real devotee is the one whose deeds are in accordance with the words of advice they utter. Devotion cannot tolerate in a devotee the slightest trace of envy or jealousy. Make your life holy and pure. Render your life worthwhile through service to man and service to society. That is the most important aspect of surrendering the self. So Swami so lovingly reminds us yet again that we are not the body, but the ultimate consciousness, a divine spark that is nothing but a reflection of the Lord Himself. Let us always strive to find the Sai within us and not search for Him in vain outside. Well, many of us may argue that surrendering is easier said than done. Well, dear listeners, I do not dispute that. In fact, surrendering may as well be one of the hardest thing for anyone to do. To surrender, like many other matters relating to the spiritual path, will probably have to meet many, many challenges and obstacles first. If you ask me, that is just Swami's way of allowing us to truly understand the real meaning of surrender. If everything were a bed of roses, what would we learn? But in surrender, you need not worry, as you are never alone. God is with you every step of the way, the minute you decide to leave it all to Him. Even when you don't see the light in the dark tunnel, you can be sure that He will hold your hand tightly and guide you through the dark corners, potholes and dangers until you reach the destination. It was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who said with much faith, "You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step." Likewise, Swami has said many times over that when we take one step towards Him, He takes 100 steps towards us. Such is the love of our beloved Mother Sai. Always know that Swami is with you in every step of the way, and His love for you will always protect you from all harm. Imagine how loving and compassionate our dear Swami is when He is able to dedicate every single moment to every one of us individually. Nothing and nobody goes unnoticed. Well, here are another two beautiful songs for us to listen to as we reflect upon these two words.
Answer, oh, yes it is. God's mercy and know that He cares. He's there right beside you, and He hears every prayer. The Lord is everywhere.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Here is a short story or Chinna Katha from Bhagwan's discourse for us to see the simplicity behind surrender. This story is called Ask God for the Right Thing. Our faith diminishes because our ambitions are limitless. There is a small story for us. There was a rich person who had a daughter with a flat nose. The father wanted to get this girl married. So every person who came and looked at the girl used to go away, although they were tempted by the wealth. In those days, persons who could perform plastic surgery were not available. So in desperation, this person announced that he would give plenty of money to anyone who would marry the girl. So finally, he somehow found someone willing to marry her. The marriage was performed, and thereafter the couple developed considerable faith in God. They visited many temples, went on to many pilgrimages, and bathed in many sacred rivers. In one such pilgrimage, they met a saint who advised them that no one who is involved in worldly matters can give a good nose. Only he who created the nose can bring it back to normal. Although they had lots of wealth, they were not happy at all. The girl used to feel that others were looking at her and making fun of her nose. So she suggested to her husband that they should go to the lonely Himalayas and pray to God and spend a month there in that manner. The husband agreed, and they left for the Himalayas. Now the girl had a great desire to get her nose back to normal. So she began to pray to God in great earnestness. Finally, one day God appeared and asked her what she wanted. So as soon as God appeared, she asked for the grant of a good-looking big nose. God said, "So it shall be," and granted her boon. As soon as God disappeared, she looked at her face. She looked at her big nose and felt that she had become uglier than before. So she prayed again, more earnestly, and God appeared again and asked her what she wanted. And she said that she did not want that big nose. God said, "So it shall be," and granted the boon. She immediately found her nose had completely disappeared. Well, she had thought that she was praying to God for a good nose, and in the process, she lost her nose completely. The moral of the story is that although God is present before you, playing with you, talking with you, you do not know what to ask for, when to ask, and where to ask. Not knowing what we should ask, we are asking Him for one thing while we really want something else. In this process, we are getting ourselves into difficulties. God is always ready to give you all that you want, but you do not seem to know what is good for you and what you really want. And since you do not know what you should ask for and under what circumstances, it is better that we leave it completely to God and surrender yourself to God and simply ask for His grace.
Your love, Lord, is blessing me. Your love, Lord, is all I see. Your love, Lord, has made me free. Your love, Your sweet, sweet love. Your love, Lord, is everything. Your love, Lord, is all You bring. Your love,
sing your love, your sweet, sweet love. You're there right beside me, you're there when I call. You're there to guide me, you're there if I fall. You gently remind me there's nothing to fear. Sweet Lord, you're always near. Your love is my only desire. Your love sets my heart on fire. Your love, Lord, is lifting me higher. Your love, your sweet, sweet love. You guard and protect me, I'm never alone. Your kindness and mercy are all I have known. The joy that I feel is your song in my soul. Sweet Lord, you make me
Welcome back, dear listeners. It is the 20th of December 2012 and it is close to 3:30 p.m. in our studios. So it is time for me to conclude, and I will do so after playing one more mellifluous song. After which, we will have the Sri Satya Sai Sandesha Jhari being hosted by Mr. Sai Prasad from the Telugu team in our studios. And I have to say here that it is Sai Prasad's debut in hosting a live show today. So this is Chandu Vijay signing out with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.
There's only one.